Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 20th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. A few short updates today, starting with Apple Watch. According to Reuters, the original Apple Watch is expected to face a 10% import tariff due to the Trump administration's trade war with China. The iPhone, iPad, and Mac are all exempt, but the original Apple Watch is among a number of devices affected, including Fitbit Charge and Surge fitness trackers, and Sonos Play 3, Play 5, and sub speakers. Curiously, newer Apple Watches that Apple continues to sell in the U.S. are not listed, but U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officials put the original model in a non-exempt group of data transmission machines that will face tariffs. And AT&T has named three more cities that it says will have 5G cell service by the end of the year. Charlotte, Raleigh, and Oklahoma City join Dallas, Atlanta, and Waco as the first six cities to be named by AT&T for their 5G plans. Another six cities are still to be named by AT&T for their 5G rollout by the end of this year. And a programming note, Bradley Chambers will be taking over for me starting Monday for 1 week while I'm away on vacation. So my thanks to Bradley for keeping the daily updates coming, and I'll be back at the end of July. But first, since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9to5 Toys.
This weekend's best deals include a 9to5 exclusive on Apple's flagship iPhone X. You can pick up a certified refurbished model for $840 over at Daily Steals, which is $159 off the regular going rate. Best Buy also has Apple Watch Series 3 on sale from $279 shipped. And iTunes has a new 4K movie sale today, with $5 titles and $25 movie bundles, which are perfect for loading up your library as we head into the weekend. If you've not yet subscribed to the new 9to5 Toys Daily podcast, be sure to do that in the show notes below. And give us a follow on Twitter over at 9to5 Toys, where we'll be sharing out all of the best deals and coolest new gear every day.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.